Hello, fellow freaks. I'm Zach, your host of the Ox Podcast, bringing you a daily dose of uncensored wisdom. No bullshit, no topic off limits. If any episode of the Ox has moved you in some small way, please take a few seconds to share this podcast with someone else. The best way to spread love is to share what you love. Now, without further ado, let's plug in. How The Rock created walls to launch himself to number one, to the tippy motherfucking top. This morning I was watching a talk with The Rock and the LA Lakers. The LA Lakers brought in The Rock to speak to them as a team and to motivate them. And the LA Lakers periodically bring in these hyper successful people like The Rock to give little bits of insights into what it is that they do, what it is that makes them tick, what is inside them that has worked for them, and how they can impart that wisdom onto the Lakers to help these young kids that are at the top of their game, they're at the upper echelon of the NBA. How can they apply these words of wisdom from people like The Rock to their level? And so The Rock made a bunch of good points, and I'm going to link the full talk in the podcast description for you guys to check it out. It's about 8 minutes, part one and part two, so about 20 minutes combined, a little bit less than that, watching both parts, and it's totally worth the full watch. The point that The Rock made that stood out to me the most is he said, quote, "The thing that works for me is to remember the hard times." He talks about getting cut from the Canadian Football League, not achieving his dreams of getting an invite to the NFL Combine, of becoming an NFL player. And he got cut from the CFL, the Canadian Football League, with $7 in his pocket. And his dream of the NFL is over. He said he had a voice inside his head that this dream he'd been chasing for his whole life of playing in the NFL, making that NFL money, is over. And as we all know, The Rock went on to do amazing things as a wrestler and as an actor and as a content creator. But at that time, he had no idea that was in his future. And so he said it kind of felt like his life was over in a way. He's 22, 23 years old with $7 in his pocket. His dad picks him up. He moves back in with his parents, and his dreams of NFL are gone. And I resonated with that a lot because for my entire life, up until the age of 23, I saw myself as making a living as a professional baseball player. I wanted to make it to the upper echelon, Major League Baseball, and pitch in the major leagues, be a major league pitcher. My entire life was geared towards that. I started playing baseball when I was 5, started taking it way more seriously in high school, then played in college, and then eventually I realized that it wasn't for me. That voice inside your head, what The Rock talks about, that told him, you know, it was time to move on. I had that voice in my head that was telling me it was time to move on. I wasn't the player I was after elbow surgery. I wasn't super excited anymore about the game. And I had a period of about a year, year and a half where I was kind of floating around and didn't really know what the fuck to do. And so The Rock talks about what I mentioned in the beginning, the thing that works for him is to remember the hard times. And he talks about creating these walls for himself. He actually puts his back up against the wall as he's talking to the LA Lakers and says, "This is my fucking wall. This is my motherfucking wall. I don't want to go back to this wall." And for him, that's going back to being poor as fuck, moving back in with his parents, and having that feeling of driving back in the car with his dad, not knowing what the fuck he's going to do. And so for you and for me, we can create walls for ourselves. Walls are different for every person. And by a wall, I mean something that you don't want to go back to, a period in your life or a feeling that you do not want to revisit. And you put your back up against that fucking wall. And for me, I have two walls that come to mind right now. the first wall is that year and a half feeling after baseball that I found that I was kind of wandering around without a purpose before I found podcasting, before I realized that I can do this. I can make content. I can put it out there and I can create a path for myself to become a podcaster and someone who makes content professionally and gets paid for it. And I do not want to revisit that first wall, which is that point where I felt like I was miserable. I had a purpose. There's kind of no point to life. I had severe anxiety, went into the hospital at one point. And I never want to go back to a day where I don't feel like I have a purpose when I wake up. I don't give a fuck if I have to work a 9-to-5 the rest of my life and do podcasting on the side, which is what I'm doing now. And I'm slowly working towards creating a path to rely on podcasting exclusively. But I don't care if I have to do that for the rest of my life, because podcasting and having conversations with people and content creation in general has filled me with a purpose similar to baseball, even more, I would argue, in some ways, where I woke up and I knew there was a greater purpose for me to do work and to get my hands dirty and to focus for hours and hours a day working towards a goal. And those goals change over time. But that's the first wall. I don't want to ever have that feeling of waking up and being like, what the fuck am I doing? I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And that's scary as shit, because that's when people start to become comfortable and they stay in jobs that they don't want. And they just say, I guess this is life and it's not that exciting and I'm going to do this until I fucking die. And I never want to feel like that again. Wall number two for me is working out. If I go 2 days for me without some sort of physical activity, even one sometimes, I am scared as fuck to continue that into the second or the third day. I never want to take more than 2 days off, because I know that breaks turn into habits, which then turns into your identity. If I take 3 days off from working out, from doing physical activity, even if it's just going on a long walk for a day, that starts to become normalized. And because I was fat as a kid, I was made fun of. I'm scared to death of becoming that fat kid again and being seen as someone who's lazy as fuck and overweight. And I know what it feels like to be in relatively good shape. And I have that inner thing inside me that tells me, you know, you took a day off, get back on the fucking bike. You took a day off, get back to the weights. You took a day off, get back to the bag, hit the bag for a little bit. Doesn't matter. Do it for fucking 10 minutes today. If you're so fucking worn out, just do something. Don't get used to not working out. That is what I'm so fucking scared of. At wall number one is that feeling of purposelessness and feeling lost, like there's no point. And wall number two is I'd never want to miss more than one workout in a row. I don't want to skip two workouts, because then it rolls into the third and that rolls into the fourth, and then it becomes you. Then you're someone who does not work out anymore. I wouldn't be able to truthfully tell you on this podcast that I'm someone who pushes themselves physically every day, because I don't anymore. And I'm scared to death of that. That is a wall for me. Something else that I want to say is something that I remind myself a lot, is that time is on my side. I'm 27 years old. If you're listening to this, you're a teenager, you're in your 20s, your 30s, 40s even. Statistically, you're still in the first half of your life. Time is on your side. And so a lot of times I get super stressed out about, I'm not where I want to be. I don't have the number of listeners I want. Other podcasters or other people on social media have way more followers than me. And I have to remind myself that I'm 27 years old. I want to be doing this until I'm 100. I want to podcast until I fucking die, until one day I wake up and it doesn't excite me anymore. And then I'll stop and I'll find something else. But if I'm 27 years old, I'm at the fucking beginning. I'm 2-3 years into this, with thousands of listeners on a podcast, with thousands of followers on social media. Time is on my side. I am so fucking lucky. one of the richest people in the world, Warren Buffett, who's whatever, 80, 90 something years old. He's up there and he has billions of fucking dollars. And I bet you every single penny I have that he would give all of his money away to trade places with me. He has all the money in the world and he would give all that money away to get my time to be 27 years old again. Because time is the thing that everyone tries to buy and they waste away trying to buy it. And then you realize you can't buy back your time. You can't get back the time you wasted. You can't go backwards. And in a way, that's a motivation looking forwards because I do have a lot of time. I can afford to think long term because I'm not 50. I'm not 60 years old. And not to say that you can't think long term at those ages, but you can't think as long term as when you're younger. So time is on your side. Your life isn't fucking over at 23, 24, 27, 47. And I'm going through that right now. I'm a fucking 27-year-old kid. I don't have a lot of wisdom. I'm going to learn a lot of hard things in this life. What I do have is some perspective from people much smarter than me that I listen to, like The Rock, that say, hey, take a second. It's not as bad as you think it is. You're a fucking kid. You'll figure it out. Just keep putting in the work. And so thank you to The Rock for those words of encouragement and to remember to create those walls for yourself. That is a challenge to you and a challenge for myself too, is to continue to create walls, put something behind you. And also those walls will evolve over time. Because once you step further away from the wall, you have to move that wall a little bit closer so you can feel it. So your back is up against it. Because as you get more and more successful, you get further away from that original wall. And two is to remember that time is what people are after. So if you're older, appreciate it. If you're younger, you have a fuck ton of it. And that's something I remind myself all the time. And I want to continue to learn from people who are older and wiser than me, who have experience with time and how they spent it and how they wish they didn't spend it, and to stay open to that, because I'm 27. What the fuck do I know? I record podcasts and people listen, and I'm getting good at that. There's still a lot of fucking shit I have to learn. So thank you for listening, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow.